Hey, it's Mae Whitman, and I play Frankie in the new Realm podcast, The Sisters. The Sisters is about a museum curator of medical oddities who investigates the origins of a mutated skeleton with two layers of bones. Soon, she uncovers an extraordinary mystery that connects her present with one family's tragic past in hauntingly dangerous ways. Listen to The Sisters wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to All Things Internet. I am your host, Rachel Ballinger. This is a show where we just talk about things we see on the internet and don't fact check or research anything. Sitting next to me is my wonderful favorite, no offense to anyone else, co-host. Mom, say hi.
Hi.
And down the couch next to her is my father and Blaze. They don't have microphones. Blaze
so
can't,
they
talk.
Can't talk.
There you go. Well, Blaze just can't talk in general. He is exhausted, though. I hope you guys can see him if you're watching. He's exhausted. He had training today. And then you came over. That's two huge things in one
two
moment. And he's
things.
Gone. And he left.
And, oh, he didn't do the stretch this time.
He had to sniff Dad's shoe. Happy National Teddy Bear Day.
Aw, I used to have a teddy bear. His name was Brownie.
Remember how you bought me every stuffed animal ever as a child?
Mm-hmm.
I felt like I missed out on this, like, thing where usually in the movies, there's people that have, like, that one special teddy bear. Dad, stop laughing at the dog. You're distracting me. Everyone has that, like, one special teddy bear or stuffed animal or whatever.
Right.
And you bought me 1,000. Thank you. You're very loving.
You're welcome.
But I couldn't ever bond with one.
No.
No, you oversaturated me.
You bonded with hats. Your one hat that you had.
Oh, I did have a one hat that said Girls Rule that mysteriously disappeared.
I didn't do anything with it.
Sure. I wore it on my head every day. And then one day it just didn't exist anymore.
I would never.
Yes, you would.
I never would. You didn't say the whole thing.
What?
Girls Rule.
That was
boys drool.
No, the hat just said Girls Rule.
Oh.
It didn't say boys drool, and it wasn't
Thank goodness.
Rude. It was just empowering.
Yes, it was.
Anyway, so happy National Teddy Bear Day.
Happy National. You also bonded with your cargo pants.
Well,
the
9,000 ones with the
pockets.
Most pockets, yes.
Yeah.
So I have bonded with clothes, ugly clothes.
Yeah. We even got you little boy Kelly dolls, whatever those Carl.
Tommy dolls.
Tommy dolls.
Yeah.
You know?
Nope, I didn't bond with any toys.
All kinds of things.
It's because you oversaturated me. Thank you for caring so much and wanting me to have everything you could possibly give me. But
spy stuff.
I never bonded with those.
I
did not bond with night vision goggles.
Or even a blankie or nothing.
No, I never. Trent and Colleen both bonded with their blankies.
Christopher had one.
Did he bond with it?
He did when he was really little, yeah.
He grew out of stuff real quick. I feel like Christopher
He went into different kinds of things.
All right. Well, he liked magic, I guess.
Well, and insects and...
Insects. Christopher bonded with insects. Wow, that explains
Encyclopedia
type. Bailey's super... And... Today I was at Bailey's house and she brought a lizard inside and it just went running through the house.
Not
and...
just a lizard. It was an itty bitty baby lizard.
It was a tiny little lizard and it got lost in the house and she about had a panic attack. I don't know if it was ever found. But
eventually
the lizard was saved, y'all. Big news of the week that has absolutely nothing to do with the internet is football's here. It's football season. Football season. The Super Bowl Shuffle. How's that song go? The Super Bowl Shuffle. Was Super Bowl Shuffle? I don't know. I'm wearing my Rams shirt. Rams won today. That's all I care about. So sorry to everyone who hates football. Football is here. That's all. Mom, do you know who Nicki Minaj is?
Yeah, she's a singer.
She's a rapper. You know.
Same thing.
Okay.
Yes, I know.
She has announced that she is retiring from music to start a family.
Good for her.
Good for her. If that's what she wants to do and that's what's going to make her happy.
Do it.
So proud of her for making that step. But I do want to know, as an independent, strong, powerful, working woman, why can't she do both? If this is what she wants to do, I am so in support. Woman, do what you want. It is your life.
Are a mother, you are a working, hardworking woman.
That is not what I'm saying.
Well, said it.
That's not what I
you
said.
I'm a hardworking woman. It's like, excuse me.
I never said she's not. Just because... I'm like, I'm tall doesn't mean there's not other tall people. I'm saying
you're feisty again today.
No, you just started this. You just started
well,
this.
Well, I took offense because I was a very hardworking
mother.
Being
a mother, being a stay-at-home mom is extremely difficult, tiring. I would personally never want to do it because I don't have that patience or like just all of that. But I'm just saying, I know it's possible for her to have a singing rap career and a baby.
Maybe she just wants to focus on the baby.
Okay, that's all. If that's what she wants to do, I'm proud of her. I'm just making sure that she knows, Nicki Minaj, if you're listening to All Things Internet, you can do both. If you think you can't, you can. But if this is what you want to do, go for it.
Go for it, girl.
I'm sorry. I think it's just because I have a sister who does everything in the world. So I'm just like, no, oh, that's the norm, right? Just...
It's not the norm.
Colleen is not the norm. I just assume it's the norm. Because Jessica works, Colleen works, mm-hmm. You know, that's the norm, right? I guess it's not. I just think it is. Anyway.
I think that is true for a lot of the women today. They work and their moms and...
I just want to make sure that she knows she can do both.
I think she knows or she wouldn't have publicly
said. Okay, I'm just making sure she's making this decision with all of the knowledge. I like her music.
I'm glad that you're caring for another person. Oh, so it's a selfish reason.
No, it's not at all.
You want her music to keep coming out.
Maybe it's because she saw, you know what? Maybe it's because she saw how hard it is on Cardi B to be a mom and people go after your kid in the industry. So maybe she's like, they think Nicki went after her one time or someone said she did. I don't know. I don't really care. So maybe she doesn't want that to happen to her kids because it's a dirty, dirty industry, y'all.
It is.
Speaking of a dirty industry, Ariana Grande is suing Forever 21 for $10 million.
Why?
Over a lookalike campaign. So basically, they went to her and they were like, we want to partner up with you, do a collab. Like, she wore like these little ball things on her head during a music video. And they're like, here, we made up these ball headbands. Mm-hmm. And like, they mocked her clothes to, like, not mocking, but like they did...
Copied
her clothes, and they were like, we'd love to sell these and have you sport them, and you know, and she was like, thank you, next. So she didn't want to do it, and they went ahead with the campaign. And then on Instagram, when they posted the models wearing it, they put Ariana Grande lyrics under the caption, clearly linking it to her music and acting as if it were her brand. And so she's suing them to being like, you led people to believe that I was behind this, and I'm not. And I said I wouldn't be. So that's the whole deal.
Wow.
I personally think it was shady of them. It was pretty shady. But I've seen so many people obviously, like, copy a style or whatever, and it's clearly, like, not done. I don't know. I think it's because they went to her first, and she said no, and then they did it anyway.
Yeah, they did it anyway.
Did you know Best Buy had smart devices? Like, their own... Best Buy's company had their own smart devices. They had, like, a smart fridge, smart freezer, smart... all these things.
No.
Well, good thing you never bought one, because...
they go belly up.
This is bugging me that the camera's not going to be able to see your face. Sorry. Stop hiding behind it. I know what you're doing.
Belly up.
No, so they had an app to control all of these smart devices, and they're deleting the app, and... so
then how do you control your devices?
They're doing a refund campaign. So basically, if they're like, if you had a smart fridge, now it's just a normal fridge, but you can get a refund, but it's probably not going to be for the full price you paid, obviously. So I was just like, this seems like, is it really that much money to keep the app going?
Must be.
Because they're going to be losing money at the end of all this. Like, it can't be that much money to keep the app going.
I don't know.
I guess maybe they have to keep... Dad, do you know anything about electronics? You're not allowed to speak. What's a smart fridge? A smart fridge is like, you can see what's inside using the camera on your phone, or you can set the temperature with your phone, or things like that. I don't really know. Has a Siri in it. I don't really know. But all of their devices, basically. So if you randomly bought a Best Buy smart product, I don't know why they thought they could compete with like Google and Amazon and Apple, but they did, and it didn't work. They didn't compete.
Oh well.
All right. Well, that happened. Okay, this is the big thing happening on YouTube right now. I just talked to Jessica about it for an hour, and Matt keeps bringing it up because people on Twitch are talking about it. Everyone's talking about it, but the thing is, we're never going to know what's going to happen till it happens, and even as it's happening, we have no idea what's happening. So, what happened? What we know so far is that the FTC, the people who like regulate the stuff in their government, they are government. FCC. Oh, FTC. What's the FTC? I don't know. My dad. Something. The government basically was like, hey, YouTube, you are collecting data on children under 13 and using it to target ads at them. That's illegal. And
don't they do that on television?
Well,
isn't TV?
They don't collect data on television.
Don't they?
No, they don't track kids' data on television. They can't. Because on television, you're like, this is up next no matter who you are. This True. Show is coming up next. This is the commercial. I don't care who's watching. This is it.
Well, they do care because they put kids' commercials with kids' shows.
Yes, but obviously but they're not that's tracking just them. Correct. Keep going. On YouTube, they're like, oh, this person watched this. We'll give them this ad and this video to watch after.
Right.
And while to be on YouTube, to watch YouTube, you have to say, I am over 13.
Right.
Blah, 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 blah. But YouTube very well knows that they have kids watching.
Yes.
They've told like the top toy companies, like, we are the best at getting to, at targeting ads to kids. So they've openly admitted that they track kids and what right. kids watch, and they do things based on what those children watch. The government was like, nah, not allowed to do that. So they had to pay $160 million in fines. And then now, basically, what's happening, what we know, this is a hypothesis, close to being a theory, is that starting in January, people who make videos targeting kids under 13 will no longer make money on the videos. They will no longer have comment sections, and they will no longer be allowed to send notifications to people that their videos are up. This is if your main audience is under 13. Now, here's the gray area. I'm doing hand motions for those just listening. Sorry, there's so much info and it's so confusing. The thing is, nobody under 13 can sign up for YouTube. So we have statistics showing us the demographics of the age ranges right. and where people are, but we can't see if people under what people under 13 are watching
right.
because it doesn't tell us. It only says 13 to 18, 18 to 24, 25 yeah. to 30. So we have no idea where these kids are. Like, we don't. YouTube can figure it out with their algorithms. But I think it my mainly teens and college kids. And that's whom I'm trying to target.
Yeah.
It's high schoolers and college kids. That's more my personality and my comedic life. And I honestly don't want super, super young audience because it's so dangerous with all these things. But yes. if you are super young and you're listening and you're watching, love you. But I do not target towards you. Don't tell people I do. So all these channels are like stressing out. There are, but because like, I'm like, well, how do you know? And it's people who are going, hey, kids, welcome to, or remember to tell your parents. Like, it's clear yeah. in their videos, they're trying to talk to kids. And yet there are obviously people who are targeting children.
Yes.
Like, it's very simple to see. But then there's the gray areas of family vloggers who have kids. Kids do watch yes. them, but also a bunch of adults watch them. And are like, families watch them. And you,
yes.
they're not targeting kids,
no.
but they are family friendly. So it's like a weird area where it's like YouTube has to go and watch their channel and decide. It's like not like they immediately go into a category.
Yeah.
It depends on which YouTube worker is watching your video, what mood they're in, how tired they are, how your thumbnails were.
Your little kid when your channel's mostly about
yeah, so it's like
daily life or something.
If Colleen has Flynn in her thumbnails, because that's also, it's like, what if the kids are in the video, but we're not targeting two kids? It is so confusing, and everyone's just confused, and everyone has until January to quote unquote pivot to an older audience. So
weird. Weird.
Pivot. Pivot.
Well, you don't have to pivot.
I don't have to pivot.
No, no pivoting here.
I'm PG-13. I always do say, there are many times on my like Twitch streams and on YouTube where I say I'm PG-13 content, or I keep it clean, but it's usually for an older kid. Not kid. Teen.
Teen.
Teen. I do not.
Teen.
Teen. It's not kids. So I will say, and Jessica was like, are we going to have to start putting like this content was created for 13 and older, but in front of all our videos? The whole thing is weird. And there was another thing where YouTube said they're going to put $100 million aside and start paying and pay a certain handful of YouTubers to continue creating kids content. So that, because if no one makes money off of making kids content anymore, everyone's going to stop making kids content. Yeah. And then that kid audience is going to be gone. And then, and then like the next generation of kids watching YouTube isn't going to exist. Mm-hmm. So they need to keep kids on the channel, on the site, so that when they're old enough,
they're going to choose.
Yeah. So YouTube is going to choose. So they say. They might not. It might never happen. But they're supposed to choose YouTubers to pay a salary to create content. But then that just going to change the whole dynamic of these people, because they're mm-hmm. going to be on contract to make a certain amount of videos at a certain degree of like
right
product. And like, I don't, the whole thing just seems, YouTube's shifting, y'all. YouTube is shifting.
They're shifting.
I'm not shifting.
Yeah.
And then some people are like, well, should I cuss more in my videos so that like,
No.
I just make more innuendos that like only 13 and olders would get. That's what I do. And I hope they fly over my father's head. Okay. So there's that. Oh, and then the top, one of like the top toy reviews thing is his little boy named Ryan. Mm-hmm. And a bunch of moms, the very upset, have decided to try and sue him because not every video was super clear if it was sponsored or not. I don't know. Jessica said that's what's going to happen next, is like the government's going to get the first, they sued YouTube, and they're going to go try and go after individual creators. I don't freaking know. I'm just like, I'm going to try and keep quiet and like sit over here and like just keep doing PG-13 and hope I go under the radar. No one come at me. Mom, you know what deep fakes are?
Something that's very fake.
That's true. Deep fakes. It's the when they computerize someone else's face onto someone else's body.
Okay, yes.
Okay. So thieves are using this to steal money. But they're so upset.
So upset.
That some thieves convinced a UK energy company chief executive to wire $220,000 to them because he thought it was his boss telling him to do a wire transfer.
Whoa.
Because they can like call and mimic voices and stuff. So he was like, and they can like
wow.
figure out what the dude's normal lingo is just by recording his voice a bunch, putting it into an AI thing. And so basically they tricked a dude to $220,000. Wow. Whoops. Whoops.
Whoopsie.
Another gamer made a racial slur on Twitch.
Don't do that.
Okay. Good input, Mom. Just don't do that. So basically, Ninja left Twitch and he went on Mixer. And then this dude, what is his name? TFUE, became the number one person after Ninja left. And so, but during a stream, he said a racial slur. And usually Twitch is very good about banning a channel suspending a channel as punishment. But they've been silent about this, and people keep trying to bring it to their attention. They won't comment on it because if they were to ban him right after Ninja left, they'd have their two top creators not on the site for like a week, and they like financially wouldn't be able to handle that. So basically, they're like keeping quiet and not doing anything because his channel has been suspended twice before. And it's just like, this is just playing favorites now. I mean, yeah, they do it at every company. I've already said that. Like, they do it on YouTube. If you're a baseball player, you're whatever, if you're the star, you can get away with more than other people's. But I'm like, he flat out said a racial slur.
Rude.
And so it's, I don't know. The whole thing is just, they're looking at their money now. And I feel bad for them after Ninja left. But, I mean, you gotta keep your priority straight. Oh, Blaze came back with a skip, jump, and a leap. Oh, hi, Blaze. All right. Well, Mom, do you know Logan Paul?
Yes.
You know KSI?
No.
They had they did a boxing match last year?
Yes.
Okay, they're doing it again. But this time they will not stream it on YouTube. They're going to stream it on a streaming service called DAZN, which specializes in streaming fights, because apparently it makes it so stop paying attention to the dog and pay attention to me. I'm trying to talk
I'm
to
listening.
You.
I'm listening.
You're not
Logan
listening.
Logan Paul and TSI.
KSI.
Same thing.
No, it's not. Different letter completely. Anyway, they're doing a fight. Next subject. No, not next subject, because it leads into our sponsor. Oh. You got me all flustered, Mom.
I pet your dog.
No, you weren't paying attention to me.
I heard every
word. You were giving
word.
Me much as much wordage as Matthew did. Okay. I'm going to go back so I can segue into our sponsor, Mom.
Okay.
Now you all got me all. I'm just... Okay, hold on. So... I can't do it. I can't do it. Logan Paul and KSI are going to fight again.
Are they?
Okay. You know, if they get into a fight and they... Well, they are getting into a fight. Dang it. I'm hoping... I can't do it.
No, I want to hear the segue. I want to hear what you have to do.
I had it so planned in my head, but now it's so forced. I was going to say, I hope if one of them gets a nosebleed during the fight, they'll stick a tampon up their nose. But not just any tampon, y'all. A Lola tampon. Because Lola is our sponsor for today. Lola is a female-founded company offering a line of organic cotton tampons, pads, and all natural cleansing wipes. So the FDA doesn't require tampon companies to disclose a comprehensive list of ingredients of what's in the feminine care product.
They should.
I know that. But because they don't have to, why are they going to put the work into doing it? So
because
they don't.
Because it would be what's right.
I know that. And that's why Lola is such a better company, because yes. Even though they don't have to, they still do it. They are completely transparent about their ingredients and in all of their products. They are 100% organic cotton with no added chemicals, fragrance, synthetics, or dyes. So like,
good.
Tampons are like, here, smell like lavender. And you're like, you're putting dye in your body yeah. when you do that. Anyway. So they don't do that, and they make ordering super easy with their subscription. You can fully customize what you need. You can mix absorbencies. Dad, do you need to mix your absorbencies with your tampons? No, my dad doesn't need to, but sometimes I need to. Every day of your period is different.
Every day.
You look sometimes, the thankful days when you need a light, there's regular days, but those first 2 days, girl, I need a super. I got lost in what I had to say. Oh, you can mix your absorbencies. You can customize how many boxes you need and the frequencies of deliveries, because some people don't have a regular period. Some people's periods last 3 days. Some people last 7. No woman's body is the same. So all of our periods are different. And you can also change or skip or cancel your subscription at any time. Because, you know, like my
menopause.
Mom, you go through menopause. You're like, oh, don't need this anymore. But Mom, when you did use tampons,
yes,
did you know what was in them?
No, I just hoped they worked.
Same, but I can.
But now today, I would be wondering what is in this thing.
I will tell you, the Lola tampons do work. I haven't had any leaks with them.
Yay!
They're very strong and they are easy to order. And don't worry. My thing with organic tampons, I know that the plastic applicators aren't great for the world, mm-hmm. But I have to use them. Like, I just can't do, like, the no applicator, shove it up your hoo-ha. But they do have either or. They have BPA-free plastic applicators or the environmentally friendly non-applicator tampons. So whatever suits your fancy. I know I'm super eco-friendly, but I still have to have my plastic applicator, which they have for me. And it's BPA-free. So that, you know, at least I'm helping my body. And with every purchase, they donate feminine care products to homeless shelters across the U.S.
Fantastic.
So they're a great company. I really love working with them. So for 40% off all subscriptions, visit mylola.com and enter promo code allthingsinternet when you subscribe. So that is mylola, MYLOLA.com, promo code allthingsinternet, the name of the show. Get your tampons. Plug themselves. Plug
Did
yourself.
Did you say 40% off?
40% off,
wow.
Mom.
That's a lot.
All right. So... Did you hear LeBron James is trying to trademark Taco Tuesday?
No.
Do you know who LeBron James is?
He's a basketball player?
Yeah, he's the star of the Lakers now. He was on the Cavs, then he was on, who did he, the Heat.
Cavs?
And the Cavaliers?
Oh, Cavs. I thought you meant like cow, a baby cow, calf.
No.
Okay.
He was on the Cavaliers, then the Heat, and then back to the Cavs, and then now he's on the Lakers. But... So he does this thing where he does this really annoying Taco Tuesday scream or whatever, and he's straight up trying to trademark Taco Tuesday.
You can't trademark that.
I know. And I was like, okay, I think that he is so disassociated with the world that he genuinely thinks he came up with Taco Tuesday.
No.
I know that, but I was like, I think he is so out of the loop that he thinks yeah. he made it up. And so obviously it's not going to go through. There's no way that it can go through. Trust me, I've dealt with trademark stuff before. That's not going through. Oh, good news.
Let's hear.
Colleen was nominated for People's Choice Award in the category of the Comedy Act of 2019.
That's amazing.
Oh. Ooh. I haven't voted yet. Do you know how to vote? I don't know how to vote yet.
Online.
Okay. Well, vote online, Mom. We should do that. Again, you are paying attention to my dog. You're stroking his chest.
Because
you just
he's laying kisses. On me. When I stop petting him, he's like in my face. Okay, well, now he's distracted.
You stopped petting him and he immediately went to dad, so... according to the internet, do you know what White Claw is? I love how I've started every single one of these news pockets of, do you know?
Do you know?
Because I want to make sure you know what we're talking about before we talk about it.
White paw.
Claw.
Claw. White Claw.
Do you know what White Claw is?
No.
It's seltzer water that's alcoholic.
Then I wouldn't know.
Okay. It is super huge this summer, and I...
Seltzer water. What?
Seltzer. Sparkle water.
Okay.
With alcohol in it.
Okay.
I was skeptical about it too, and people kept talking about it. I was like, what is the big deal? And then I hang out with some friends who do partake in the alcohols, and I was like, give me a sip. Even though I don't usually partake in the alcohols, I needed to sip this White Claw.
Because
people are saying there's no laws when you're drinking a White Claw. And it's like the motto of the summer. So I tasted it. It is so delicious.
But I don't like sparkling water.
I know. So you have to like sparkling water in order to order it, which means it is so dangerous.
Yeah.
Because I was drinking it. I was like, I don't taste the alcohol. I could down one of these real quick and think I'm drinking a seltzer water.
Yep.
And they're like, yes, it's very dangerous. We have to like make sure we only buy. Because I was like, there's, and it's clear too. We just, and I'm like, I would just pick that up and drink it and be like, oh, this is delicious and not realize. Or a kid would. Anyway, I understand the obsession with them this summer, but the U.S. was so obsessed that they're running out.
Oh,
the United States is running out of White Claws. They cannot keep up with the demand. That's how.
What alcohol's in there?
I don't know. I didn't care that much to look into it. 7-7
Well, how do you know these?
Dad things? Is just throwing out alcoholic beverage names. 7-7 Roman Coke, old fashioned, straight up, shaken, not stirred.
on the rocks.
This is how much we know about alcohol. I even took a bartending class, and I don't remember anything. It's seltzer water with alcohol already added in. I don't know what it's like, vodka or something like that. It's clear. It's white and it's clear. So whatever alcohol you can put into that, We should try one together, Mom.
No, thank you.
Dad, you want to try White Claw? I don't have one.
A virgin one.
A virgin one. So you want to try so sparkling water? All right, then. And the last bit of news I have is September 10th at 10 a.m. Apple, you have no idea what I'm about to say.
Oh, September. I thought you were saying December 10th.
What did you think?
I was getting excited. Flannelby won! Okay, go ahead.
Completely did not go there at all.
On the 10th. Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
Wow. September 10th. This is...
Tired.
I can tell. You should just got back from New York, y'all. At 10 a.m., Apple will stream... This is not exciting at all anymore. The iPhone 11 on YouTube for the first time.
Clint's birthday is way more exciting.
Well, that is months away.
Well, he'll be 9 months old on the 10th, so that's the thing.
Okay, so on Flynn's 9-month birthday, Apple will stream the iPhone 11 on YouTube.
It's Jake's birthday today.
It is Jake, but we're not, well, by the way, when they listen to this, it's not Jake's birthday anymore.
Yesterday will have been Jake's birthday.
Correct. What, Dad?
It's a commercial?
Well, yeah, you know how they like stream, like, this is what our product is? Like, they do the conventions, like the Apple, like, releasing what the stuff's going to look like. They're releasing the 11th. But you can't buy it yet. They're releasing iPhone 11 on September 10th at 10 a.m.
They should have done
YouTube
it.
On YouTube for the
first time. No, they should have done it on the 11th at 11 o'clock.
Well, shouldn't they have done it at November 11th at 11?
Yes.
For iPhone 11?
Yes. Come on.
They missed their mark. I know a woman who served her husband divorce papers on 12-12-12.
At 12?
So she could always remember the date to celebrate.
I have internet news.
Oh, well, okay. Just come out of left field, Mom.
There's a new... There's a new... What did they say?
YouTube channel?
No, that's not how
I... Oh, I do want to say this. Gather your thoughts. No. Christopher, my brother. Thank you, that's it. What it is? Oh, okay.
There's a new somebody in town. How did they see that in the old days? Sure. There's a new sheriff in town, but never mind.
That has nothing to do with anything. You know what? Maybe I liked you better when you were ignoring me petting my dog. My brother, Christopher,
yay,
whose normal YouTube channel is Ballinger Family, has started a new YouTube channel, yes, called Gifted Guitars.
Awesome.
And it's where he builds guitars on camera and gifts them to people in his life. He just released the intro video, and it looks really cool. I went to his house today, and I saw one of the guitars he's already made. I saw one of the guitars he's working on. And I asked him a little bit more about the channel, you know, getting that inside scoop. Oh, wait, my camera stopped recording. So I was like, is it one guitar in one, like, is it building an entire guitar in one video? And he goes, no, it's 10-minute videos, mm-hmm, and each video has me building a different section of the guitar. Mm-hmm. So, like, one's him painting it, one's him stringing it, one's him doing this. And
today's was just him unboxing it all. Oh, yeah, showing unboxing all the components of the guitar.
I haven't been on the internet today. I'm a terrible internet podcast host. I haven't been on the internet today.
I was.
Did he post a video today?
Yes, I watched
it. Okay, so apparently
it's really good.
He's really excited about it.
He is.
Christopher is he's extremely talented in many different fields. He pursued magic for so long. I think he was at the top of the magic industry for a very long time. Mm-hmm. Random fact about my brother. And then he's taken on vlogging. He's doing great with YouTube. He wrote, he's a great writer. He helped,
yes,
he co-wrote Haters Back Off with Colleen, and he's helped write some of her shows and her books. And then now he's always been into music, and now he's starting to do that part of his life, which I think is fantastic. He has so many hobbies, and he's really great at everything he does. Mm-hmm. And he's a great, like, artist, like painting, yeah, and drawing. He gets that from my dad, not my mom.
No, not
I
me.
I get my drawing skills, yes, from my mother.
Yes.
I.e. the stick figures from last podcast with Andrew. Did you see that?
Not yet.
Why'd I ask? I don't know why. I did a thing with Andrew and I accidentally deleted some of the footage, so I just drew some stick figures. I was going to make a move, but I was tired and wanted to go to bed. Anyway, so Christopher did that channel, Gifted Guitars. It's really cool. I'm excited to see all the stuff. I saw one he's working on right now, and it's only, he just has the shape of the guitar. Like, he did an unboxing, right, and he started, like, kind of sanding it down. And he told me the theme of that one. It's a really cool concept.
Yeah, it is.
And I'm super proud of him for doing it.
Yes.
So check out that channel. Subscribe. And they're just 10-minute videos. And it's just like, it's going to be cool to see the final product.
Yeah. Yeah.
My dog is just barking at my other dog at the moment. Anything else to add, Mom?
Not internet-wise.
Well, you can give me chickens.
It's people-wise. It's people-wise. I have to tell you something that happened to me in New York.
Someone wanted to know about New York. Tell us.
Okay. Well, I went to this grocery store. And I was getting a few items. No, it was called Gristiti's, but I always called it Griswold's. I don't know why. Anyway,
you mispronounce everything. I love you. Continue.
You're going to have to shove that straw down in that cup because I don't think there's anything left. Anyway, I went there and was going to pay and my credit card wouldn't work. It said this card not honored. It didn't say insufficient funds. It didn't say anything. It just this. And I'm like,
your card got declined.
Run it again. It wasn't declined. It was just not honored. I don't know.
What the?
That's what it said. Not honored.
I've never heard
and
that
I go run
life.
It again. This is, you know, and so they ran it through like 15 times and the people are lining up behind. I'm like, I'm really sorry. I'm really sorry. I know this card works. I'm really sorry. And they just kept running it and running it. And then finally, they're just like, well, and I didn't have any other cards with me.
Yeah.
This really sweet young gentleman behind me goes, ma'am, can I just pay for this? And I'm like, no, it's okay. They can just put it back. And he's like, no, let me do it. I really want to do this. Let me do it. Because it was like $43 or something.
Yeah.
And before I could say no,
He swiped his card
and he's like, just do me a favor. And I'm like,
my mom gets really emotional about these things.
And he's like, just pay it forward. And I just thought that was so sweet of him.
Yeah.
And it's not like he was in a hurry or.
Okay.
He was just a really nice person. And it was.
Have you paid it forward yet?
Not yet, but
I gave money to someone today. There, yeah. That was my, I paid it forward for you.
No, I'll pay it forward, but I just thought that was really sweet. And I went and used the card the next day at the same place and it worked fine.
That's so
it
weird.
It was so weird. And it's like, oh, that was just a moment of an interaction with another human being that was being kind.
Well, my Apple Pay wouldn't work and I didn't have any credit cards with me and no one offered to pay for my food, so I had to walk away.
Well, I'm sorry. I was about ready to walk away, but I was a little angry that I'm like, try a different terminal, dude. Because
yeah. Anyway.
But this guy was there and it was really
sweet.
Well,
that was nice of him.
Chicken facts.
All right, chicken facts go. Okay, also announcement to Tilly C. My mom has lost the chicken facts she was supposed to send you, so I'm going to send you the one she's reading right now.
I'm going to send you two of them.
Okay,
and by I mean Rachel.
Well, how I just announced that to everyone listening for one person.
Chicken egg colors do not affect the nutrition of eggs.
Okay, Blaise is very upset about that fact.
He thought the brown eggs were better for
he
him.
He thought
than
the so,
white
too.
Ones. They charge more
everyone
for the brown
thinks that the brown eggs mean they're healthier. No. This is
the
not
nutrition
rice.
The nutrition of the egg comes from the diet of the chicken, not the color of the egg shell. The end. Well, of that story. Now, how do you tell if your eggs are fresh? They will sink, but a stale one will float.
We have tested that, Matt. I've tested that. You've given us eggs before, and we were like, when did she give us this batch of eggs? So I was like, put them in the water, and we did, and
they
were great.
They all sunk.
Yep.
Yep.
So it was great.
And a hard-boiled egg will spin, and an uncooked one will wobble. There you go. Now you know. So you don't have to crack it and go, oh, crud, this is raw.
Now you know. Have you ever done that?
No.
Neither
have I. Oh, no, yes.
Have you? Really?
Yes, because I've not put the... You know how I always put an X on the hard-boiled?
Yeah, you like to put a little Sharpie chemical in our egg.
Yeah.
Is it safe to eat eggs that have been dyed?
Yeah.
Well, I shouldn't ask you. You made us do it as children.
Colorful egg salad sandwiches.
It was delicious. You know, you get one that's slightly cracked. You dyed it anyway.
Yeah.
I don't know if that was... Is that really edible? Were you eating dye?
No.
We don't want to put dyes from our tampons and our coochies, but we're okay with eating it?
In almost all the food you eat, well, not
no,
you.
No, not me, because I refuse to eat the dyes now.
Like your frosting or your
Oh, yeah, the chemical everything. Dye red for number 40. Okay, you're right. I wanted to play, we're going to move on to the game of the day.
Oh, I'm nervous. What game?
No, I just wanted to play the one that was on your phone.
Oh,
what do do?
Okay.
Do,
oh gosh, here we go again. Are we mimicking? Is that what we're playing? What's it called? I'm under stress here. I don't know what it's called. Charades. Charade kids?
Charades, I don't know.
Or off limits.
Off limits, that's okay. What it is.
Oh,
I burped, y'all.
General animals, school travel, technology.
All. Wait, was there a Christmas?
Yes.
Let's play Christmas, y'all, because it's almost fall, which means it's almost Christmas.
Get ready.
Okay, my mom's going to make me try and guess something, but there's certain words she's not allowed to say, correct?
Okay.
Okay. I saw what it was. It's Rudolph. Next one. I cheated.
I don't know how to do it. Wait.
Swipe.
Oh, there. Okay. You put this on the green.
An ornament.
Yes. It's. People put them on their front of their house
wreaths.
Where you enter. Okay.
Christmas Carol.
Oh, yeah. Ah! You get these days off.
A holiday?
Yeah. It's, you look up when it's dark. And
star.
You see, okay. Oh!
Christmas present.
No.
Angel, Santa, Rudolph.
It's really bitter when you have a cold and you take a shot of it.
Eggnog?
No. But it's people with red hair are also
ginger.
Called and
ginger shot. Gingerbread man.
You got it. Oh, that's it. Oh.
We nailed that.
That was pretty good.
I don't think we've ever been that in sync. Dad was over there being like, how did you do that?
It's like green ornament.
Well, she did. We cheat and we do the mimics.
See, that's what's hard is they are not seeing the words I can't say. And they're all the typical words you'd say. Door, you hang it on your door. It's round. It's...
Well, they just have to trust.
Okay, go. Oh, I don't need my glasses. Okay, go.
Ready?
I'm ready.
Oh, so you bought this for someone and you put it in.
Present.
Okay, but oh,
wrapping paper.
Amazon sends you a
package.
Yes. Oh, Dad wants to build one of these for the front yard.
Nativity scene.
Yep. Oh, my favorite movie.
Well, Elf.
Yep. Oh, we go to Carl's Jr. to eat this because
Christmas dinner.
Yeah. Oh, you eat it and it's
candy
cane. Yeah, but the first word
candy.
Yeah. Oh, we've come to bring you
presents. Good tidings of great joy.
Yes, Jesus. We are
Nativity.
The
three wise men.
Yeah. You. Oh, we. Dad would read us the night before Christmas. And then
we light candles.
Candles. Yes. The big fat man goes in
ha,
this
ha, ha. To sleigh.
Yeah. under
the tree
are the
presents.
Yes. The colors of Christmas.
Red and green.
Got it.
Good at this. We're so good at this one. Oh, God, I'm sweating.
I think that's going to be it. Okay, let's move on to questions.
We can't handle anymore.
We are so in sync when it comes to Christmas.
We are.
Our family. Oh, the card is full.
I have one in my purse.
Hold on. I'm pausing. I don't know what's going on. I cleaned off the SD card and was like, here.
When did it brand stop new working?
I don't know. Well, I'll draw some more stick figures.
Perfect.
It's not, okay, when I live stream, something always goes wrong with the mic, something always goes wrong with the internet, something always goes wrong with anything when I do anything live or for a long period of time. And people are like, it's just not your brand if everything goes right. That's true. I test products wrong, I cook wrong, everything with me, there's just something wrong. And you know what? It's just, I'm real. I'm a one-woman production, plus my mom who sits there and tries to drink water and pets my dog.
You drank it all.
Okay, you told me I could. We're almost done. We'll move on. Anyway,
it's fine.
I don't know. Everything just goes wrong with me. If you expect perfection, don't come here. Don't. You're not going to get it here.
No, I don't. Tim, no, it's fine.
Mom, he can go get it because I want it. Go, Dad. Oh, shoo. Okay. All right.
Oh.
Please go follow him. Moving on to questions.
Now I can relax. Okay.
Hannah says, why have you stopped telling us what's on your mom's tray?
Oh.
It is because it's pretty much the same thing, and it's less and less each time. Right now, it's her Altoids, her reading glasses, her chicken facts, and her phone. My dad just took her water. But at first, it was something different every time, and now it's pretty much the same.
Pretty much the same.
So it's less entertaining for me, really. If it's entertaining to me, I'll do it. If it's not, I won't.
You know what? I think from now on, I'm going to put something really odd on the table every single time.
I would love that.
That's happening.
Okay.
You can watch it right here, people, next week.
If you subscribe to this channel.
Yes.
Okay.
And watch.
Gabrielle says, did you guys have a dog or cat growing up? Oh.
Many.
We had everything.
Chickens.
And lots of.
Guinea pigs. Rodents.
Guinea pigs, rabbits.
Tarantula,
iguana,
a
bunch of different types of birds,
geckos,
cats, dogs. Our neighbor had a pig,
a tortoise.
Yeah. Mice, hamsters. We
all
had everything that's
yep.
any like normal pet we had,
and then some.
Plus some extras.
I never got that goat or a baby pig, but that's okay.
My neighbor had a pig for a hot second. I was jealous, but
who
that's
did?
Sarai had one.
Oh,
yeah. Anyway, now my dog's running around. And I think because we had so many animals, I have reverted to be like, I want one to two.
Yeah.
I don't.
Well, you're at your limit.
I'm at my limit. I'm definitely at my limit now with two. You right now have a dog, chickens, and
yeah,
two cats.
We are. And our chickens are down to eight chickens. Just eight.
Down to.
We're down to. I think
no longer extreme, guys.
And not all of them are laying because some of them are older, past the age of laying.
Yeah.
So
they're pointless now.
No, they're not. They're my babies. They're my pets.
I know. But, don't worry.
Yeah.
All right. But did you have any animals growing up?
We had a chipmunk and cats.
Wait.
And dogs.
Why did I not know about the chipmunk? I'm
my
guessing it was your sister's.
No, it was my brother's.
It was your brother's?
Yep. He had a chipmunk, and it was in a big bird cage in the backyard, and it slept in a bongo drum. I don't
all
know.
All normal sentences you just said.
Yeah.
All right, then.
And mice. For my 11th birthday, I bought 11 mice with the $11 I got. There you go.
All right. Well. The tiny spooky one wants to know one thing about New York that you loved and one thing you hated.
I hated the humidity.
As all do.
Yes. And I loved all the commotion, all the people, all the...
Yeah. As a family
all
of...
It was amazing.
Yeah. We are go people. So
yeah.
That is something great about New York. Emma wants to know, how's Tim? How you, Dad? He gave a thumbs up, y'all.
The one time we want him to talk.
I know. Elena says, did you see It? It's a movie, the scary movie with the clown.
I don't see scary movies.
Neither do I. We are not a scary movie family, and I'm thankful for it. I don't understand how you would enjoy being scared. Why would you pay to have fear instilled in your body?
No.
Not about it. I don't enjoy the shock, the anything.
No.
The plots are always just terrible.
I don't even like someone coming up behind me and going, boo.
No.
I will turn around and deck you. Like, it's like, don't do that to me.
It's pranks. Yeah. It's a giant, it's a movie of you being pranked.
Right. I don't like that.
I don't like it. And then Nathan asks, Nathaniel, sorry. Have you been to all 50 states?
I have not.
I've been to, I think, like 30 something.
Have you been to a lot? All 50. I haven't been to, maybe 5 of them.
I really want to go to Alaska.
I want to see the bears.
Yeah, and I feel like that's the only one that I'm, no offense to the states I haven't been to, but Alaska's like the only one that I'm really wanting to go to that I haven't been to.
I'd still like to go to all of them.
Well, yeah.
Like the Dakotas. See, I've been to a lot,
but I haven't done
Wyoming,
anything.
I haven't been to Wyoming. I want to be to Wyoming.
I'm sure I've been to Wyoming, but I didn't see anything. It's like, I've been to
what
a lot.
What would you do in Wyoming? She wouldn't have had a show in Wyoming.
I don't know. She had shows really weird places in the beginning.
Okay.
It was just like where her agent had buddies that had comedy clubs. Okay. Where, oh, dog, stop licking me. I love you. But like, I'm in the middle of something. Give me 5 minutes. Anyway, so, but I went to a bunch of places, but I didn't see anything. It was like you fly in, you go to the hotel, you go to the theater, you go to the hotel, you fly out. That's it. Or like you drive through the state to get to another state. Like
in the middle of the night.
In the middle of the night. So I want to like revisit and like actually visit states.
Yeah.
In my, Dad, you've traveled more than me. My dad used to travel constantly. Have you been to all 50?
Mostly overseas.
I haven't been to Alaska either.
He hasn't been to Alaska either. Alaska! You minx. All right. That's all the questions we have for today. Thanks again, Lola, for sponsoring this. And this podcast is not targeted to people 13 and under.
No.
I'm going to constantly say the sponsors again. I'm really glad I've gotten so open and like fine with being like, this is sponsored.
Yeah.
Because like, I feel like in the beginning I was like, I hate that I'm being sponsored. But now I'm like, yo, I got a sponsor.
I know.
Yo.
We're like, yes.
I do a song and a dance about it. So I'm glad I'm open about it now. And I'm glad that lately I've been like, I'm PG-13. Wow, yes. I set myself up for success without even realizing it. Knock on wood. All right. Mom, anything to add?
No, I gave you all my stuff.
Dad, anything to add? Thumbs up? Great. So that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for joining us. We love you. And Mom, take us out.
We'll see you next time on All Things Internet.
Have you ever watched a futuristic sci-fi movie and wondered, but wait, could any of this really happen? And will I live long enough to see it? That's what our show Hypothetical is about. I'm Carrie Bechet, and on this podcast, we ask what-if questions about the future. Like, what if we could read minds? What if the world's digital data was erased all at once? What would happen if the Yellowstone supervolcano erupted? Then we explore that question two ways, through speculative science fiction and through dialogue with brilliant scientists. The result is a genre-bending narrative that's interwoven with real facts provided by literal geniuses. And spoiler alert, a lot of the science fiction out there, it's not nearly as far-fetched as you might think. Come time travel with me into the future on Hypothetical. New episodes on Tuesdays, available on all your favorite podcast apps. Just search Hypothetical. That's HYPERTHETICAL.